Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Tuning in to Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. I am your host, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo La Reina. Tonight is a very special night. I have some oracles staying here in our home. Isn't that amazing? I got a producer,
indeed.
Also Raven Feather, who is going to be participating in tomorrow night's event, which we're going to be talking about. And I'm really excited to have these psychics and mediums in our home. That's like really, really amazing, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
We're like levitating furniture. We're levitating furniture. We're you know, spinning our heads. We got pea soup all over the floor. Candles burning out. We're just having a party. We're just simply having a party. I'm just kidding. You're supposed to laugh a little bit. Yeah, thank you for that. They're like, oh, pea soup is going on. Tomorrow night at Crystal Cottage in Panama City, Florida, we are putting on an event called A Night with the Oracles. And I have some awesome readers. I have Derek coming in from Georgia. You know, he's a high priest. He's coming in from Georgia. I got Priestess Nikita. She's going to be also on the show tonight. She came in from South Carolina. I got Mambo Mahina, who drove from Texas, or as they say, Texas, and she drove from Texas to be here for the Night of the Oracles. And, of course, my husband, I'm not sure if y'all know, but he's, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it, but you're an engine. You know, you're an engine.
Right.
You know, you're native, that native blood. It's like when I'd like, I'm going to speak Mexican, you know, that's how I think it sounds. Sounds horrible. But he's native, Muscogee Creek, and he's going to be opening up the ceremony with a cleansing and a blessing land ceremony. So the event is really special. It's at Crystal Cottage in Panama City, Florida. Tomorrow, it starts at 5 p.m. Central, and we're going to have a shamanic drumming, clearing, blessing.
Right.
Then the oracles are putting on a show, and one of the ladies is spiritualist Daniela, and she's driving in from North Carolina right now. She's literally, I think she's past Jacksonville, and she was going to make the radio show, but that damn traffic in Jacksonville, you know. So if you're listening, Daniela, we love you, really excited, and she's a really good psychic and reader. So we're going to open up the show and with a shamanic clearing, and led by Raven Feather in a Muscogee Creek way. You can bring your drum, that'd be great. And afterwards, we're immediately going to go into the show. And why I did A Night with the Oracles is because not only are we all psychic mediums, but we're students, we're mothers, we're teachers. We have normal lives, you know, and everybody thinks, oh, they're a psychic medium. You know, we're always floating or always seeing ghosts. No, we have regular lives. We have fights with our mothers or with our husbands, and we're regular people that happen to have this gift we didn't ask for, you know, and sometimes it's a difficult gift to have. You know, the messages are really powerful. So I wanted to bring on a couple of the oracles that we have here.
Okay.
You know, is that all right? And would you recommend, if somebody's coming in at 5 o'clock for your clearing, should they bring a drum or a rattle or?
Sure.
if they're apt to participate, just show up.
And you
bring
gonna,
a smile.
And you're going to be smudging everyone?
I will
be. And cleansing everyone?
I will be.
And what I love is that all the oracles are going to spend a little bit of time on stage, either reciting poetry or belly dancing or singing. God only knows what we're going to do. We're going to rehearse tonight. So it's like 24 hours before the show, but that's the way we roll here. I think Nikita and Mambo Mahina, they kind of learned a little bit that, writing scripts 5 minutes before airtime is kind of what we do. So we're going to rehearse tonight, and we'll be so awesome tomorrow. After we do the show, all the oracles will have a separate table, and with their $20 ticket, they'll be able to get 3 mini readings from their choice of the oracle. So they can go to Mambo Mahina for a palm reading, let's say. They can go to Priestess Nikita for a unique crystal divination. I'll be doing readings. Derek from Georgia and Daniela is going to be doing angel card readings and tarot readings and all that. At the end of the night, I'm doing a gallery mediumship reading, and I'll be just pulling people from the audience with a message from Spirit. So it's from 5 to 8 o'clock at Crystal Cottage. We'd really love for you to come, and I want you to see the other side of psychics and mediums. You know, we're not just woo-hoo-hoo, you know, spinning heads and pea soup, you know. That is a lot of our time, you know. No, we're really regular people, and that's what the show is for, is to show you that we love to dance, or we love to sing, or we know some poetry, or I might say some jokes. You know,
you are pretty funny.
I'm pretty funny. You know, I won 2 beauty pageants with talent, with my sense of humor. Not for swimsuits, okay? I'll be straight up there. I didn't win swimsuit, but I won best in talent. That's way better. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right? I'm saying that because if I won swimsuit, I would have said, I'm so hot. You know what I mean?
Well,
but I got to go with what I got, you know? I'm funny, and I got the perfect face for radio. You know. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get Mambo Mahina on the line. Mambo Mahina, do we have her on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. do we have Priestess Nikita?
Hi.
Hey. Now, I want you to know that we're in one of the altar rooms right now, recording the show live, and we're all like 5 feet away from each other. So it's kind of like, how are you doing, Mambo Mahina, over there? How's the air conditioner running over there on that side?
I did hide in a different room.
Okay. And Nikita, this is your first time to Florida, driving by yourself, right?
Oh, no, I've driven to Florida. I just haven't been to this part, panhandle.
You mean like the boonies.
Yeah.
How do you feel about tomorrow's Night of the Oracles?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm really excited to break the crystals out.
Yeah. Nikita's crystal readings are really cool. They're unique. I don't think anybody does them like that. And I really encourage you to look for Priestess Nikita. She's not only very sweet, very talented, very anointed, but she's down to earth. You know, you're in school, right? Aren't you learning something?
Well, I graduated recently. I was in school forever.
You're out.
But I'm back making things for school, so
okay.
Technically I'm in school.
So you're technically in school, but not paying tuition,
right?
Right.
I'm being paid tuition.
Oh, okay. So that's doing better.
I'm getting there.
And Mambo Mahina, are you excited about tomorrow night?
Yes, absolutely.
What is your talent that you're going to be doing on stage? Are you doing a swimsuit walk?
Oh, no. We don't want to scare people.
You don't want to scare. We want to keep people there at Crystal Cottage. Is that what
you're saying?
Oh, my God. I would horrify them. They would, like, you know, leave screaming. The ravens would come out, you know, and try to. I wouldn't even do that to people for me, come out with a swimsuit.
The buzzers
think we're dead. they go and pick at our bodies. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're going to rehearse tonight. So we'll be on. Poor Derek. Like, he's arriving tomorrow from Georgia, and we're like, this is what you're going to do, Derek. You know, that's it. We all rehearsed last night for a whole hour, you know. Mambo Mahina, what kind of readings are you going to be doing tomorrow night for Night of the Oracle?
I have decided to do the pendulum and just the basic, regular, traditional tarot, and I brought my Halloween Oracle cards.
Those are very cool cards. Those are very
they're
cool
beautiful cards.
Cards. They really are. And I don't even think they should be called Halloween. They should be like all year Oracle cards. You know?
They should be autumn cards. They deal a lot with the fall and the autumn. So yeah, I agree.
That would be great. That I think that sounds wonderful. And between five readers, we're all doing three different types of readings. So if you want to get an angel card reading from one, then you go to Nikita and you can get a crystal reading. Then you come through me and I'll exorcise demon out of you. You know, it'll be a great night, you know. And all over just a ticket cost of $20, you know. My husband will be running the ticket booth. So you just look for an incredibly handsome man, 6'9". All dressed in regalia. He just looked at me. He's like, I'm 6 foot. Dressed in beautiful regalia, but he'll be handling the ticket booth only because, you know, hey, there are not too many people you can trust with money. Let's just be straight up with that, you know. So I know that spiritualist Daniela is on the road right now, hopefully listening. And our god sister in the house, Juju Voodoo, she's listening in tonight. So does everybody say hi to Juju?
Hey, Juju.
We love Juju.
Hi, Juju.
We do. And we're so excited, and I can't wait to see you soon. She's doing a lot of different events from New Orleans through Chicago, and she has a website. I think it's NewOrleansVoodooCouple.com, or you can just Google Voodoo Couple. And
oh, yeah, you'll get lots of pictures and everything. Just Google
she's
movie,
so pretty, so
couple.
Nice, and she's part of our house. She's one of our sisters. But she was booked this weekend. Let's just, you know, be straight. So I'm very excited about the event. And, you know, Nikita has been here for over 24 hours now, and Mambo Vahina staying here in the house. And how do you feel spiritually? Ready for tomorrow? Do you feel like you've learned some new tricks?
Yeah.
The way you put your leg, like, behind your ear, Nikita.
Oh, I know. It's
awesome. Awesome. No, when do you see her talent on stage?
That's her talent, yep.
I mean, I just had to, like, tell my back, and I had to do something about it. So, I mean, you know, just everyday things
it's,
here.
It's like a little claw at the end of it or something. And Mambo and Mahina, the way she flips her hair around while she's doing the reading, it's so much fun. I love to have spiritual friends come and visit me. I really do. Not that I don't like family to come, but, you know, we got to hide everything. You know what I mean? All the black candles have to go away, you know. But when my spiritual friends can come and visit, it's really a blessing. It's like all altar room doors open, and nobody thinks we're crazy, you know, because we can all talk to each other in our spiritual language about our dreams or what we saw in the trees, right? And nobody thinks we're crazy, you know. Or hope, you know, we don't think we're all crazy, you know. I don't know about my husband. Do you think that we're a little crazy? We'll see. Yeah, that's great. And Mambo Mahina, how was that drive from Texas to Florida?
You know, I'm good until I get to Baton Rouge. And when I get to Baton Rouge, I cry over that bridge over the Mississippi. I just literally cry. That is like one of my sacrifices on this journey, is to drive over that bridge to and from.
Doesn't the bridge, like, move? Isn't it like just
yes.
on a tightrope or something?
Yes.
It is. It's like just
and then
like.
And then you get stuck behind 18-wheelers and you're not moving and the bridge is moving and you're like, what's wrong with this picture? The bridge, I should be moving.
That's when you're texting me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
And taking the picture just to prove to you.
She's taking a selfie. She's texting me. I know Daniela is making an 8-hour drive in 6 hours, and that girl is texting me. Okay? That, you know? So, like, see, we're regular stupid people. We're mediums. We're psychics. But we, is there any police officers? I was just joking about the texting and driving. All jokes. I read it on the internet, you know. I'm so happy that all our listeners actually call in, you know, both of them. And I want to thank them for keeping us on the air twice a month. But we do have fun with the show, and we're really excited about tomorrow night. And Crystal Cottage has been so, I want to give them such a big hug because they really accepted all of us because we're all different oracles, all coming from different spiritual paths, and they've been very open to the event where other places in Panama City have turned us away. That's the honest truth. And Crystal Cottage was like, heck yeah, let's do the event here. So that, so I really want to do a shout out to Darcy, the owner, that's really excited about the event. She did really good for us. So thank you, Darcy, if you're listening. What's our time, Mr. Producer? Okay. Nikita, Priest Nikita, I would like to ask you a serious question. Okay. You know, because we've been joking and talking and all that, about your scrying session. And you had a telepathy moment with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it make you feel when you realized, when we were discussing it, how spirit was able to really read your mind and know your namesake and know something that only you knew? I didn't know that about you.
Right.
You know, and spirit, you communicated with spirit.
To get that connection, it's embarrassing because I always end up crying. I get really teary-eyed, but you have to do something with all that emotion, especially when you can't find the words to describe it.
Exactly.
So it's got to come out sometimes. It's a good cry, though.
Yeah.
It's very good, and you're just like, wow, I've made this connection that I can't, it's like, it's just something, just, it transitions our very being.
Yeah.
And so especially when I have like a moment of doubting myself, and I'm like, I can't do this, and then, and then it comes through, and it's stronger than what I realized. Like, oh, no, we're there. We're here. Don't worry. We're here. We're still here. Don't do that.
I was very proud of you, you know, because scrying, some people use a crystal ball, and you see that in the movies, but that's really scrying. And we use the black mirror. Some people use water. But that's a gift, like a clairvoyance, because you have to see things. And you had a moment with spirit, and even if it was 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes. You had a moment that you two connected with telepathy. Like, that is such a blessing. It's an anointing. It's a gift, you know?
Yeah.
And I asked Nikita if it scared her, and it did not.
No.
It did not.
It definitely didn't scare me. It was just one of those things where it's like, this is, like, totally new to me. I don't know how to accept it, but I came down here very open to everything.
See? To see what I make my guests do? They got to scry. They got to go in the dark room for an hour so they get a headache.
Yeah.
You know? But we feed you well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Red beans and rice, and we're doing all good on
like
that.
Coconut milk in that rice.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Grady's a great cook. You know, I made all the salad, and I picked the fruit fresh from Piggly Wiggly. I didn't even do that. Grady did it all. Like, I didn't even do it. I can't even take credit for
the Gardens of Wiggly.
And Mambo Mahina, how have you felt being here at your, you know, you've been here at least 5 or 6 times, you know, over the last couple years, and it is a different feeling spiritually when you come on the property?
I love coming here. This is like my Mecca. This place, when I come here, I know that everything outside doesn't matter anymore, that all that matters is spirit and what's here. And I love being able to connect, and I love being able just to feel. If at home, to get this feeling, I have to go in my altar room, because otherwise I'm in the house, there's all kinds of activity. But I go in my altar room and nobody follows me, and they'll stand down the hallway and they'll go, hey. And maybe I hear them, maybe I don't. Depends on what I'm doing. But yeah, and here you just come on the property and immediately you're bombarded with peace and love, and you can feel spirit, and you go into the altar room and it's like even stronger, and it's just, it's wonderful.
And I'm a hard teacher on everybody, aren't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, yeah. But
I have the whip mark.
It's only just begun. We still got 3 more days together or something crazy like that. When the ladies come, I'll be honest, they're not only my goddaughters, they're my sisters, they're my friends, but we're all students too. And if this is their chance, we all get a chance to be together spiritually. Hell yeah, we're going to have a bonfire, and hell yeah, we're going to call spirit, and we're going to have, you know, our psychic time. So everybody gets fed. Spiritually, I get fed. Priestess Nikita, Mambo Mahina, Daniela will be here. Poor Tarek, we're gonna run into the gamut tomorrow, you know. And of course, my husband, he does all the chopping the wood and keeping the fire up. And I couldn't do anything without my husband. So I mean, we're a team. It's like he's a silent partner, and I get all the credit for everything. And it's not true, because without him, I don't even go grocery shopping. You know what I mean? Like, you know, So he helps me so much, and he never says, hey, what about me? How come you're not giving me credit? He's very humble and very sweet. So I want to thank you, honey, for all that you helped me for every ceremony and every person. He doesn't have a phone he can talk on.
Nikita took it.
Like I said, we're all 5 feet from each other. I think Maina's. Where are you hiding somewhere?
She's like kind of behind
me
in the next
I'm back
area.
Here.
Is she in the Santa Muerte room?
No. She's not way back there. She's at my table.
I just hear like Darth Vader, you know. It's get out of the Santa Muerte room, you know. But we're excited. So please come out tomorrow, and I want you to see the show. Enjoy what little talents we have, but it's we're real, you know. And you know, not only can some of us, you know, belly dance, and some of us can talk about angels, or recite poetry, and some do comedy, or I think I'm funny, who knows. But really, we have everyday lives, and then we also tend to clients and work, do our mediumship and do our psychic work and do our magic, and we work with spirit, and we love angels, and we all believe in God, but it's difficult, you know, because people, right, Nikita, they'll think that it's a bad thing if you got an imaginary friend. And everybody is born psychic. It's society and our family and our spiritual, whatever our family, if you're Baptist or whatever, then you're trained that you're not supposed to play with tarot cards and evil. You know, if you're gifted, you're gifted. And, you know, how come a tennis player who's gifted, oh, that's not evil, right? They're awesome. They picked up a tennis racket at 4 years old and they can play tennis. That's evil to me. That 4 year old play tennis. Okay? But if I see an imaginary friend, they want to put me on Ritalin. Okay? So it society has it all. We can't help the talents we have. And we pick and choose which ones are good, which ones are bad, you know, which ones are natural. You know, our mothers, la, 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 we don't want to hear you have an imaginary friend, you know. So all the psychics have a very tough life, you know. But I wanted to show that we have a regular life, too, you know. Do we have Mindy May on the line? Let's see, do we have Priestess Daniela on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, where are you? You're driving.
I am coming up on Tallahassee. Praise the Lord. I have been in this car so long, I can't feel my body anymore.
Everybody, I would like you to meet Spiritualist Daniela. She is on the road, called in, so I'm so glad you made the radio show. We are all missing you and can't wait for you to get here.
I'm so sad that I wasn't there for the radio show, but, you know.
You
things happen.
You know, we only got 2 listeners anyway. You're fine. Don't worry. But we're really excited. Really excited you're coming. And you're going to be doing some belly dancing, and you brought your big old sword, and I'm going to teach you how to throw a machete. We're going to have so much fun.
I'm really excited about the machete throwing. I can't wait for that.
Do you have, like, a headphone on? I mean, you're driving legally, right, while you're talking?
Oh, sure. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
She's driving a red Ford pickup truck. And her license plate number is... No, I'm just kidding. You can see her because she's holding a big old phone to her ear while she's driving. No, Santa Muerte is waiting for you, and your godmother and your sisters are here, and we're really excited. I'm so glad you're able to call in, you know.
I
know Juju's listening for sure. Yeah.
Hi, Juju.
And you had all kinds of roadblocks from coming.
Yes. Yes, I did. It was.
And now you're just 45 minutes away.
Exactly.
Hold on, honey, be sure to lock
in. I mean, when Mambo calls, I come. But, you know, yeah, last night I was like, wait a minute, am I even supposed to be going? What is going on? Because it looked a little iffy for a second, but everything worked out.
Yeah,
probably less than 45 minutes away from you.
I couldn't even respond to your text messages. Like, I was like, oh no, he's coming. Oh, no. I lit a candle for life.
Oh, like,
you're coming. I'm like, shall it be 8 p.m.? It shall be 8 p.m. But I'm glad you're so close, you know.
I am, too.
Well, good. We saved some good fun for you tonight, and we're going to rehearse for the show tomorrow. And, you know, I think that the people that come to the show are really going to get not only a really good reading from different, you know, oracles, but also kind of get to know us a little bit too, you know, and not be afraid of psychics or mediums or anything like that, you know. Just like I always try to show the beauty of all the past. We can't help with, you know, our talents. You know, like I said, that four-year-old with a tennis racket, he scares me, you know. You know, I don't know why tarot cards or oracle or angel cards would scare anybody, you know.
Who's
it's a
afraid of
spirit.
Angels? Come on now.
I don't know who would be afraid of
I've
angels.
Them,
I think
I'm
that
like, scared
some
of angels.
Religions.
I'm like, what's going on with these people? Scared of angels. Seen it
or
all.
They don't know the saints. That's really, really Catholic to them. So then Catholic
yeah.
is like this
oh,
different
oh,
name
absolutely.
Religion.
Especially here in the deep south, the Catholic.
In the Bible Belt. Yeah, they have an like, adversity towards Catholicism. So it gets kind of weird.
Yeah.
Which is
terrible
because
they're missing out.
So they'll say, like, they won't go to St. Michael, but Archangel Michael's cool.
It's the same thing.
Okay. You know what I mean? But, oh, I don't want to talk with St. Michael, but I know Archangel Michael. You know, I just have a blank look. You know, like, I don't know what, I just blink, you know, because I don't know what to say to somebody like that. They're so uneducated, you know, spiritually. That's all. It's, you know, but it's sad, you know. But sometimes the way they pronounce the names, like, you know, Gabriel, and a lot of people say Gabriella. I've always thought Gabriel is a male spirit messenger of God, but a lot of angel workers call that spirit, that angel, Gabriel instead of Gabriel, and they see it as a feminine form. How do you see Gabriel, Daniela?
The angels are really genderless. Really, it's how that I think they appear to the people the way that the people are going to be most comfortable with them appearing to them. So that's why
there
I think that genders show up. I don't think they actually have a specific gender, but if you need a male figure that's going to comfort you, they're going to appear to you in male form. If you need a female figure or other figures, that's how they're going to appear to you or come to you. So I think they fluctuate to our human, you know, small-mindedness and help us however we need to be helped.
You're so smart.
I don't know about all that.
Just be smartness. You should just go on stage and just be smart and purdy.
you're
going to
make me run
to...
off the road.
Don't. You're not driving and talking, okay?
Any
people listening, we are just, you know, she's, you know, not driving and talking on the phone, right? We can only wish we had another listener, okay? My police officer. But I wanted to thank our guests. You'll meet us all tomorrow at Crystal Cottage at 5 p.m. Eastern. Bring your drum and your rattle if you have one. If not, just come and be blessed and cleansed and have a wonderful time. It's $20 a ticket. You get 3 mini readings. And I know Crystal Cottage is going to have a food vendor there, so you can get some food. They're cooking some really cool stuff. So I really wanted to thank Mambo Mahina. Will you say goodbye to both of our listeners? Bye, y'all.
Goodbye and see you tomorrow.
Please come tomorrow night. We'll be there and ready to give you a message from spirit. So thank you so much for listening tonight to our humble radio show.
Angel came down from heaven yesterday. She stayed with me just long enough. And she told me a story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deepest sea. And then she spread her wings